Do we have two comedians? We have one, Tarada. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Look, I'm super good, actually. Good. Not looking forward to, I mean, the move to level one is going to be interesting, but I'm so used now to working from the comfort of my garage in West Auckland that when I am called out to an actual place, such as, you know, I think we're back in the RNZ studios maybe next week or the week after, it's going to be very strange.
I've got this image of you, like, you know, sort of a recluse who's coming out into the light again, and your magnificent hirsute self is even more hirsute.
Oh, no, I've been taking care of myself, but have been hosting some various sort of, you know, the sort of transition to virtual conferences has been staggering, just the level of tech over the last little while in terms of if you're looking at people's industries changing. And sometimes if I'm hosting something, I'll show people a sort of a photograph of the garage I'm in, which just constantly reminds me that actually it is becoming overgrown with various bits of ivy and jasmine, and I'm like a troll, a tiny sort of troll, a ginger troll in a kind of an ivy-covered garage. I haven't pressed any of the leaves and left them in a book and donated it to a Red Cross shop, though, which, you know, it's one of my favourite things about New Zealand. Do you donate? Are you a big donator? Do you get rid of a lot of stuff, or are you a minimalist buyer?
I'm a bit of a minimalist buyer, to be honest. Brindley, we should welcome you. I think you're with us.
Hi, Brindley.
Hi, Brindley Stent.
Hello, I'm here.
On the phone. I know we were having, speaking of tech and the joys of it.
Difficulties.
I know. But anyway, welcome, Brindley. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
No, I'm a little bit minimalist, to be honest, Radar.
Oh, well, I'm a massive donator because I just end up with quite a lot of stuff. But I always check the pockets of things that I'm donating in case I've left, you know, $5 or something. And sometimes if it's like a couple of coins or something, I leave it in because there's no greater pleasure than buying a garment, for example, that you really love from an op shop, and it's got a little something in the pocket, a little treat. But in this case, someone donated the New Zealand Gardener Handbook, a great book, to the St. John op shop in New Plymouth, and flicking through it, they discovered that inside the book, someone was using it to press the leaves of the marijuana plant. They left it in there.
The illegal drug weed.
Well, that brings
the illegal drug weed, yes.
That brings a whole new possibility to the time-honoured tradition of book sniffing, doesn't it, Brindley? Which I must admit, I enjoy, and might enjoy even more if I got a hold of that copy of The Gardener.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you a book sniffer, Brindley?
Am I a what, sorry?
A book sniffer.
I am, actually. There's nothing better than walking into an old bookshop and sort of splaying the pages out and having a good whiff.
The old ones are the best ones.
Look, I think there's the three of us, a small and elite club of people who just really love the aroma of books.
Particularly in the shop in New Plymouth.
Yeah.
What's caught your attention this week, Brindley, of the weird and the wonderful?
The weird and the wonderful. I was reading up on something, a very horrific disease that they're calling Ugg Boot Foot. Which I can let you try and guess exactly what that is. But basically, there's been lots of pleasures about staying at home, but one of them has been we haven't had to wear shoes in a while. But unfortunately, people being trapped in their houses, they've just developed this new condition called they're calling Ugg Boot Foot, where you've been wearing your slippers or your Ugg boots too long. And so they've had a rise in foot injuries and pain.
It's not a fungi, is it? Is it like just slamming into fireplaces in your Ugg boot or something?
No, it's apparently from your toes sort of like clawing onto the Ugg boots and because they're not supportive enough. So people are turning up to the podiatrist being like, I've got sore feet from my toes clinging onto these Ugg boots all day.
Because when I'd initially seen it, Brindley, I kind of thought it was like an aromatic issue because sometimes a slipper, or as they're sort of called now, a house shoe, they can be, you know, there's sort of a wool type thing. Often it's not really wool. And, you know, you're in them for a little while and you take them off and you think, oh, that is really unpleasant. And you put them back on again. Yeah. But apparently slipper sales, according to The Iconic, which is one of those online retailers, in April up 1,500% on last year. People are just too comfortable.
Yeah, and I think it's quite funny because apparently Crocs have gone up too, and I thought, wow, it took a worldwide pandemic for people to finally start buying more Crocs.
Look, I slipped into a pair of Crocs the other day, and I've always been a skeptic of Crocs, as anyone who's listened to this for the last several years knows. I put them on, and I thought, you know what? Actually, they're kind of weirdly comfortable.
I think doctors love them.
Too.
Doctors love them, and sort of medics and people on their feet. Our own Kennedy Warne is a massive collection of Crocs.
Yeah. He can rock. Kennedy can rock a croc, and I've seen him do it on a number of occasions to a number of functions where one would have thought a croc was an inappropriate piece of footwear, but somehow he pulls it off. He leaves them on, fortunately, but he pulls off the look.
I wonder if track pants and onesies have had a boost in sales as well.
I'm sure they have.
Dress trousers, however, people are just buying tops now. No one needs the bottoms, so you know the two piece outfit. There's going to be a huge sale on basically the lower half of garments once people are back at the shops. I'm actually a Glerup wearer. They're a kind of a Danish shoe with New Zealand merino wool. I find them very comfortable, felted,
lovely.
Yeah.
I think jeans will probably not be a huge thing because, I mean, I tried to put my jeans on after the level 3 lockdown happened and I was like, no, that's not happening again for a little while. So I don't think jean sales will be going very well at the time.
Yeah, true. Bring on the trackies. Bring on anything that lets you bend in half without causing acute difficulties in the midriff. And what else, Brindley? Have you found something that's put a smile on your face this week or just bemused you?
Well, I found something that put a look of horror on my face, and that is the woman with the longest nails has lost her title of the longest nails because she was in a car crash, and she unfortunately there were some casualties, and they were the nails.
And if anyone's seen a photo of this, you can imagine what they're like. I think they're about 8.65 meters in total. So she has these incredible nails that curl around, you know, a meter or so. And she says people do have a lot of questions. The most common question, how does she go to the loo? To which she replied, carefully. So that will have changed post the car accident, I suspect.
Finding going to the loo very easy.
Yeah. Did they just snap off or something? I hope she's okay.
Yes, she said she was fine, but she kind of got I think thrown from the car, and she said that the first thing she noticed when she opened her eyes was one of her nails lying a few metres away from her, and she knew.
Fortunately, it wasn't attached to her finger, which was attached to her arm, which wasn't attached to her body. So her arm and fingers are fine, just that the nails had snapped off.
Thank God they don't grow like trees, eh? Like when they're older and the roots grow lower.
The most fascinating thing about it, she said she couldn't, prior to this, go to the toilet on an aeroplane because the nails wouldn't allow her to fit into the tiny cubicle. So if she was going to fly in a long flight, she couldn't eat or drink for 24 hours. That's a lifestyle choice that I'm not comfortable with.
How long were they if she couldn't fit them in an airline loo? Like, not even if she put her hands up to the roof.
Like, if people want to Google this, I imagine they're at least, they're 8.5 metres in total. Divide that by the number of so 85 centimetres, nearly a metre long, each of them, maybe more, curled around.
Oh man.
Far out.
You wouldn't be a touch typist, would you?
No.
No, she uses a pencil, a long pencil. Nonetheless.
30 seconds for one more, Radar.
Look, I've always wanted to do a little bit of hiking. An American brewery has come up with $20,000 and a lot of beer for anyone who wants to hike the Appalachian Trail. I see our New Zealand small breweries here and challenge them to equal or better that for any one of our national trails. I don't know. Maybe they have parties along the way, but wouldn't it be a great celebration of everything that is New Zealand? Little brewers, walking, the outdoors, glamping, short nails. Yeah.
You do a little bachelor party, the world's longest pub crawl.
Like it, Brindley. These are the sorts of innovations we need from now on. Thanks both to Radar and Brindley Stent.